ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण.
सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 वर्स 27 नारद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द पतितास. यो नारद आत्मा विद्यनाम यो नारद आत्मा विद्यनाम
यो नारद आत्मा
विद्यनाम
अधिगहं पुनर्माहिम
अधिगम्य पुनर्माहिम भुक्त भा विभाग्य पुत्र भया भुक्त भा विभाग्य पुत्र भया विभाग्य पुत्र ऐश्वरं संगत पदम ऐश्वरं संगत प्रणम यो नारद आत्मा विद्यनाम अधिगहं या पुनर्महि भुक्त भा विभाग्य पुत्र ऐश्वरं समागत पदम यो नारद आत्मा
विद्यनाम
अभिगम्य पुनः
माहिमा
भुक्त भा विभाग्य पुत्र ऐश्वरं समागत पदम
वन हु
नारद फ्रॉम द ग्रेट सेज नारद आत्मा विदेहम स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज अभिगम्य आफ्टर लर्निंग पुनः अगेन महिम the earth bhuktava after enjoying vivaga after dividing putra bhaya on his son onto his sons aishvaram transcendental samagat achieved padam position. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Although Maharaj Priyavarta received instructions from the great sage Narada, he still engaged in ruling earth. After fully enjoying material possession, he divided his properties among his sons. He then attained a position by which he could return home back to Godhead. Please repeat after me. Although Maharaj Priyavarta received instructions from the great sage Narada. He is still engaged in the ruling of the earth. After fully enjoying material possessions, he divided his property among his sons. He then attained the position by which he could return home. Back to Godhead. There's no purpose, so we'll just read the next verse. Imam tu kausara vino pavara nitam कस्तहानिशामायजितावदाशतकथं प्रवादो भावो अशुकलाकुतो मुनीर दधाहारामुन मुर्दहं चरणं हृदये हरे। Translation: My dear King, in this way, after hearing the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees from the great saint Maitreya, Vidur was overwhelmed with ecstasy. With tears in his eyes, he immediately fell down at the lotus feet of his Guru, his spiritual master. He then fixed the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada: This is a sign of associating with great devotees. A devotee takes instructions from a liberated soul and is thus overwhelmed by ecstasy from the transcendental pleasure. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Naisham Mathis Tvava Urukarmagritim Sripati Anhartha Pango Moyad Artha Mahiyasham Padarajo Abhishekam Niskincharanam Yadam Vidnitaya Vatam. One cannot become a perfect devotee of the Lord without having touched the lotus feet of a great devotee. One who has nothing to do with this material world is called Niskinchana. The process of self-realization and the path back to Godhead means surrendering to the bona fide spiritual master and taking the dust of the lotus feet, thus taking the dust of his lotus feet on one's head. Thus one advances on the path of transcendental realization. Vidur has this relationship with Maitreya and he attained the result. ॐ ज्ञान तिम्रन्दस्य चञ्जना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकदामायं ददाति स्वयं पदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं सवैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं वितन्तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं साद्भूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां साधना ललिता श्रीविशाखाम्बिकां सजं पञ्चकल्पतरुभयश्च कृपा सिन्धुरेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हे कृष्ण करुण सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दवनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। अगेन हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम almost the end of the fourth chapter. I think there's a couple more verses left. And the second last verse which we have just read, the 28th one, is basically Vidur and Maitreya actually had this. So let's talk a bit about Vidur, because after this I'm not sure whether he comes into the Bhagavatam or not. So Vidur was in his previous life, he was Yamraj. So Yamraj is one of the 12 Mahajans. So you can understand the position of Vidur is that he is a Mahajan. Mahajan is one who knows everything. So there are 12 Mahajan like Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada,
and Yamaraj is one of them, Sukhdev Goswami is another one like that. So that is his position. But he was cursed by one of the Brahmins that he had to appear on the earthly planet in a house as a Sudra. So he appeared as Vidur. But Vidur was a pure devotee from his birth. And he was a great devotee because he was under the guidance of another Mahajan, Pittama Bhishan. And also he was one of the main person who looked after the Pandavas. And Pandavas are very, very dear to Krishna. So when somebody looks after the devotee, then Krishna is, you have basically bought Krishna. Krishna becomes yours. That's why they said saving a devotee is much, much more powerful, and much Krishna appreciates it much, much more when we save and we worship his devotees than worshipping and saving Krishna directly. So Vidur was very fortunate to be in that position that he was able to do that. And Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas, they always took his guidance, you know. Pitambara Bhisham, he was the grandsire of the whole Kuru dynasty. But he was not able to protect the Pandavas as well as Vidur was able to do. Because of his vows that he has taken against to protect the kingdom and to protect and see his father in the whoever the king was. So Dhritarashtra was not a very good king, and because of that, you know, he had to be extra vigilant and make sure that the Pandavas were protected very nicely. He was so dear to the devotees that when Krishna, in the end, when he came to actually ask for Sandhi, Sandhi means he was the messenger to ask for peace, you know, to make sure that there was no war. So Krishna wanted even to, he came as a messenger of the Pandavas, or he came a messenger on his own behalf to make sure that there was no war, because he didn't want anybody to point a finger that Krishna wanted a war, and he did try his best to actually avoid it. But the Kauravas were, Duryodhan was so adamant that he didn't want to give anything, not even enough land to, I said, what is the needle, you know, you put a needle. He didn't want to even share that amount of land. Well, when the Pandavas, who owned half of the world, because half was given, they divided the Hastinapur, so half was to the Kauravas and half was to the Pandavas, you know. All they were prepared to be happy with five villages. So that, because it was the nature that they were Kshatriyas, so they had to rule, so they said, just give us something so that we can continue doing our dharma. But Duryodhan was not prepared to do that. And when Krishna went to do Sandhi as a messenger to actually bring a kind of peaceful situation, and Duryodhan in his foolishness was trying to capture Krishna. So few people have seen the Virat group. One was Arjuna, and the other one was Krishna actually showed his Virat group to some extent, not to the full extent at that time. So what they did was, they had actually a seat where Krishna was sitting. And when Krishna disagreed with them, so they put Krishna, it was just like a door which Krishna went down, you know. Right? And when Krishna went down, the next thing they should be equipped with Krishna, but then Krishna started expanding, you know. And then the whole thing started cracking, you know, just like the, you know, the whole mahal wherever they were sitting. Then they got scared, what the hell is going on? Then they realized Krishna's actual position, that is the Supreme Personality of God. Even at that time, the Kauravas couldn't do that, could not understand that, you know. So even Krishna is among us, not everyone is fortunate that we can understand him, you know. We see the deities every day, do we realize they are, you know, they're no different. Do we talk to them, you know? Yeah. How many people come and have darshan here? You know? How many people come and chant here, you know? If Krishna personally came here, if your Guru Maharaj comes here, how many of us live it? we move around with him all the time, don't we? We follow him wherever he goes. We try to do whatever we can do. And Krishna is here, you know, we leave him alone. Especially at this time, you know, when there is hardly anyone here, and those who are in the temple, they don't have any service, they sit in the ashram and not do anything. Come in here, come and spend time here with Krishna, chant here. You know. Don't leave him alone. You know, he invited somebody, or he has invited you at his place, and then you are sitting in the room and you are not being with him. This is Krishna's house. This is Prabhupada's house, you know. This is the way we should see it. You know, so we should take this opportunity. There are hundreds and thousands of devotees all over the world who would love to be in the situation where they could come to the temple. They could come and have darshan. They could come and spend some time in the room. And those who have it, they don't take advantage of it. So, Vidur was such a nice devotee that Krishna, you know, when after that Krishna went and took prasadam at his place, right? So Duryodhana was offering him rajbhog. You know, he was a king, so he had many kinds of varieties of chappan bhog. They said 56 different types, right? But Krishna said no, because you are not friends of my devotee, I don't want to do anything with you. And then he asked Vidur, okay, I'll go and take lunch at your place. Right. So when he goes there at Vidur's place, right, and Vidur's wife is so happy to see Krishna, because once before Krishna promised that I'll come and eat at your place, and Vidur said I'll hold you to that, and Krishna said don't worry, I'll come to your place. Right. So he did go to fulfill his devotee's desire and also the promise that I'll come to your place. And then his wife was so happy that she saw some bananas and she wanted to just offer something to Krishna, and she peeled the banana and she threw the banana. And she was feeding Krishna the peels, you know, not the actual banana, the skin of the banana. And Krishna was eating, right? Because Krishna is not interested in the end result. He is interested in your mood of service. He has everything. He doesn't need any of those. He can get whatever you want, you know. But the mood of service is very important. The devotion, the love, which we can save Krishna. That is the important thing. We dress the deities so nicely. They look so beautiful. You know? Whoever is there, they actually, you know, how can we make Krishna more beautiful? How can we make Radharani more beautiful that Krishna get more attracted to it? Radharanis and the gopis, they had only one desire. How can we make Krishna happy? How can we dress so nicely that Krishna becomes happy? Right? If it wasn't for that, who cares what they were wearing? Right? So this is the mood we should be doing. Doesn't matter what service you are doing. You know, whatever is the mood should be how to please Krishna. You know, as Radharani, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, says in the Sikshastra, the last verse. Doesn't matter. You know, Krishna does whatever he wants to do. Whether he stands on me, whether he embraces me, whether he breaks my heart. You know, it doesn't matter. He is still my worshipable blood. He is still my prana. So that's the mood we should be doing. You know, whatever service you are given, Krishna has given you a position. You know, you might be in charge of something. It doesn't mean that now you are the boss. You know, you can do whatever you want. You are the controller. No. The thing is that Krishna has given you that opportunity so we can actually help others and help yourself in actually doing a service. It doesn't mean you become a controller. Krishna is the controller, you know. Problem is, too many of us want to be controllers, you know. That's the problem, you know. And that's why we are in this material world. So the idea is to be the servant of the servant. That's the most important thing, you know. You have to become humble, you know. Krishna has given you a position. Use that in Krishna's service, you know. Krishna has everything. He doesn't need, he doesn't lack anything. You know, when we say that, oh, we can't do this because it's too expensive. You know, we can't buy certain stuff because it's so expensive for Krishna. It's not expensive. Krishna has unlimited amount of money. He has millions of Lakshmi saving. The problem is that our heart is like, you know, shrunken like a raisin, you know. That is our problem. You know, we have to have faith that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, whatever you have, I'll protect, and whatever you lack, I'll provide. And if we have that faith in Krishna, then He'll give everything to us. What did Prabhupada come with? When he left India, what did he leave with? How much money did he have? 40 rupees, huh? And those 40 rupees, he couldn't even use it in America. He even couldn't convert the rupees into dollars to use it.
He had treasure of Srimad Bhagavatam.
And Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Money was, he had only 40 rupees, right? And he had Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? It's Krishna himself in his literature. So he had Krishna with him and he had 40 rupees with him. But he had complete faith in Krishna. And within 12 years, he had temples all over the world with nothing. He had hundreds of cars, you know, he had cars here, everywhere, all the different kinds of. He had servants, thousands of servants who would do anything for him. Yeah. I was talking to Prabhupada Prabhu here, you know, that how much money these people have actually collected for Krishna. Whole day, night, you know, they went to all kinds of places, even they went to pubs and things like that, you know. They sacrificed so much, you know. Where were they sleeping? They were just sleeping. Everybody was lined up in one room. There was not enough space to even walk. Chandrika Mataji was saying, people were sleeping even in the passages. This was Prabhupada. You know, he had that kind of servant who would do anything for them. These boys from early, all their life, they dedicated the whole thing. And Prabhupada built temples all over the world. We are finding it easy. These guys, Prabhupada's disciples, are the one who did the hard work. We come here, have darshan, take prasadam and go. We can't even distribute Prabhupada's book. We can't even come to Bhagavatam class. You know, those who came should be here, you know. Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that Prabhupada had set this program, right? You get up in the morning, you go for Mangal Arati, right? You do Narasingha prayer, Tulsi Puja, do your japa, right? Pay obeisances to the devotees, that's the most important thing. As soon as the Mangal Arati finishes, people go away. That's the wrong. You should do Tulsi Arati and you pay obeisances to the devotees. That's the most important thing. Do your chanting, do Guru Puja, you know, have darshan of the Lord, do Guru Puja, listen to Bhagavatam. If you do this thing, the program that Prabhupada said, Maya will not touch you. And this is what those devotees used to do. Get up in the morning, went through the whole program, took their breakfast, and they went everywhere. They went to the pubs, they went everywhere, and nothing could actually do that. Because they were completely protected. And those who are in a position to do that, they should come and take advantage of it. At the moment, I know everybody isn't. But those who are here, they should be here. It's not a single brahmachari here. There's so many. How many of those are there? You know? Like when we came here, there were only two of us here. You know? But what I'm saying is that, I'm not talking about now. This is 6 weeks. This is what I'm saying, this is a long term kind of thing. Is everyone here on Bhagavatam class? Before? Like that. That's what I'm saying.
I gave a class before the lockdown.
Yeah. I'm not talking about now, we can understand that. Right? What I'm saying is that please take advantage of it, you know. We were just having Vyas Puja of Gopal Krishna Maharaj. And one of the disciples was glorifying him. He said that doesn't matter where Maharaj goes, he comes for Mangal Arati every day. He is here for Mangal Arati, you know, just like he said one day we came from a program, it was one day, you know, just like Maharaj has traveled for about 12 hours, gave classes, came back, you know, and then it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. 4:30 he was there for Mangal Arati. He doesn't miss that. Does he need to be there? Did Prabhupada need to come for Mangal Artis? You know? Tamal Krishna Maharaj used to go all the time, he used to sit down with the devotees and chant in the temple room. Prabhava, Prabhananda Maharaj, he does the same thing. You know, so many of us does that. Are we better than them? You know, we should learn from them. You should make a point, if you are no, don't have a service, please come and attend it. This is the program. You know? And then it also gives more encouragement to whoever is speaking, you know. Right? You can ask more questions and things like that, you know. It's things done, it's much better to do things in association, right? Because there are 5 processes. You know, if you want to do devotional service, Rupa Goswami said in Nectar of Devotion that there are 5 main important things, you know. The main thing is chanting. Chanting you can do anywhere. You can do on your own or you can do it together. And the Harinamacharya, Haridas Thakur, what did he say? If you chant on your own, what is the difference between chanting together in Kirtan and chanting on your own? Which one is more important?
Together.
How much more time? He said at least 100 times. So you chant a Maha Mantra in a Kirtan, right? Once is almost equal to chanting a round of Japa on your own. Probably more. This is how important it is. I've seen many times, you know, Mangalarti is going there, people sitting in the stairs and doing their Japa, you know, while the Kirtan is going on. You know, you have to understand this, you know. You try to take the fastest route, you know. If you can invest $1 and get $1,000, and the other one you can get $100 and you get $110, which one is a better way? You know, so you have to understand this, how to get the maximum out of, this is Kali Yuga, you know, where whatever little time we have got, whatever little opportunity we have got, you know, take advantage of it, you know. Today we have the temple in the certain places, you know, I don't know whether the temple in Vrindavan, is it closed or still operating, you know, because people are suffering, the authorities are closing it, you know. Mayapur has hundreds of cases now, you know. So even the pujaris are having this, you know. It can come to a point where even those who are here can't come to the temple, you know. I don't know what Krishna's plan is, what Krishna is trying to tell. But we have to understand this, we have to take the advantage of it. We don't know, you know. So many people are suffering, so many people are dying, you know. I just had a relative who passed away in America yesterday. They had the funeral yesterday. She was sickly, but she went to the hospital and got the virus in the hospital. And she left the body. Luckily, somehow or the other, they allowed her to do the funeral services, what we do. I think if it was here, they won't even allow you to touch the body. So, we don't know, you know. Death can come at any time. This body is temporary. We don't know how long we have it. So we have to make sure that whatever time we have, we make the most of it. You know, take the most advantage of it. You know, so many people want to do service. Usually at this time, the temple is full. You know, so many thousands of thousands of people are here. 10,000 people. I was listening to Gauridas Prabhu, one of my good brothers who was the temple president at the Mena, Bhaktivedanta Mena. So about 60,000 people, I think he said 60,000 people attend Janmashtami on that day. 100,000, right? And he said he had to book a time, you know, because that's what they're doing, so that everything, you know, it was nicely done. All precaution was taken, you know, people were taken in one at a time, you know, go and do your darshan and then go, you know. He was a temple person, he just gave up that position not too long ago, you know. And he said, I didn't want to just go there, I booked my time, I went in there. And he said it was very different, you know. You know, but he was one of those fortunate ones that he could go and attend. You know. My whole booking team, you know, they were so, you know, upset, devastated that they could not come and cook, you know. We have been cooking together for so long, you know. And so I told them, you know, start cooking at home and you do whatever you are doing here, you know, and then invite the Lord. They can do whatever, you know, and then offer it to them. You know, offer it as a group to them, you know. And somehow or the other they got into the idea that, okay, we can do it, you know. And they started cooking breakfast. So I said, chant in the morning, do your break, offer the breakfast. Once you're tired, chant another set of rounds, cook, offer. And then they did whatever we do here. They did five offerings. I had devotees like Sri Krishna Chandra Prabhu, you know. He did 81 offerings throughout the day. You know, Damodar did 71 offerings. And the comment they said is that, we have been coming to the temple, but we have never been so much engaged as we were this time. We are so fully engaged, because what was happening was, they're cooking and then when they had time, they go on the internet and there's program some going somewhere, you know. And they said, we have never seen Abhishek done so nicely, because the camera was right there, you know. And because what do? Here we have darshan, you know, and then we are going, you know, especially my team, they're cooking there, they're dividing, they don't even have to come, have time to have midnight darshan. He said, this was the best one we had. We could see the Lord, everything. But they wanted to do it that way. The thing was that they took that upon themselves, you know. And they distributed so much prasadam and things like that. But even though they said we are so engaged, one thing they lacked was devotee association. And this is what Vidur is saying, you know. That the devotees, the spiritual master, the pure devotees, that's what's most important. Because to find a spiritual master, then everything changes, your whole life changes. And then I was listening to Prabhupada this morning. He said, you should find a spiritual master whom you can completely surrender to. So whatever the spiritual master says, we should do it. No questions asked. That's why it's very important to find somebody who can. And I've heard of people who disobey the spiritual master and they don't stay for long. They might get the realization and they come back, but it does affect your spiritual life, you know. Because who is spiritual master? His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying that, I'm nothing. On my own, I'm nothing. But as a spiritual master, as a representative of Nityananda, as a representative of Balram, I'm not an ordinary person. Right? So, this is the thing, because they are empowered. They are representing somebody. Just like a policeman. A policeman is no one. He's just like one of us. But once that he puts that uniform, you know, once he becomes a policeman, you know, representing the government, he becomes powerful. Even if he kills someone, he shoots somebody, he might get a medal for that. And if me and you do the same thing, we'll end up in jail or might be hanged for that. So this is the power, you know. This is the thing, because what happens is that Krishna says that I am in the heart of the devotees. Right? And devotees are in the heart of Krishna. So wherever the devotees are, that's where Krishna is. So depending on the degree of surrender, that's how much Krishna is with you. You know, if you have little surrender, Krishna is with you, just like that, you know. So a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, you know, he was 100% surrendered, you know. So he didn't need anything. Krishna provided everything, you know. He bought millions and properties that were worth millions of dollars with no money, you know. He would might go and negotiate and then everything is done. You see the temple in Vrindavan. They're building the temple in, it's costing about $100 million in Mayapur, right? Somewhere around there. Where does the money come from? It's just, we have to have faith. If we do not have faith, and if you say we don't have money, Krishna won't give you money. Those who cry for money, they won't get money. Because Prabhupada had nothing and he had everything given by Krishna. So this is very important. We have to have faith. We have to, you know, not only Prabhupada, those who had surrendered to Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada empowered them. You know, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, you know, He built a temple in Bhuvaneshwar. Nothing. It was in the desert. Nobody wanted to go and stay there. But Prabhupada said, build a temple. He had faith in the... And now it's such a nice temple there. You know, so much worship is going in there. You know. Gopal Krishna Maharaj, I think he has built 25 temples all around the world. You know, so many in Delhi, in places like that, you know. Jayaprataka Maharaj, you know, 55,000 or more than 50,000 disciples. You know. How do they do it? Just because they have faith in the words of their spiritual master. You know, this is the most important thing. You know, and we can get the same thing. Yeah. My experience is that I wanted to take second initiation, so I told my guru, Srila Gurudev asked me, you know, why not to take second initiation? So you have to give a reason, you know. So I said, I want to cook Sunday feast, you know. I didn't know about how to cook, you know. And he says, okay, you know. And from that time, I never left the kitchen, you know. This was in 1998, June. And then, from then, I kept, you know, Kurma asked me to cook for Janmashtami. And next year, he said, you're cooking midnight feast. And since then, I've been cooking midnight feast, you know. And this is more than 20 years now. And honestly speaking, I never knew how to cook. I never hardly cooked at home, you know. I'm still not a good cook, but I know somehow or the other, you know, I always have faith that, you know, if you have faith in words of your spiritual master, somehow or the other things happen. They are the ones who make things happen. Once one of my god brother was saving Srila Gurudev breakfast. So he made something that Srila Gurudev had taught him to make, you know, bread, very thin, you toast it so it's almost like crispy. And then you put tomatoes and small pieces of tomatoes, and cheese on it, and then you grill it, you know, so as soon as the cheese melts, right, it's really nice, it's far out, you know, I can still taste, I had only one or two pieces of pasta, and then he was, so nicely, he made it for Srila Gurudev, and Srila Gurudev said, oh, this is really nice, you know, and then he said, Srila Gurudev, it's all your mercy, you know, and Srila Gurudev, yes, that's right, actually, it is my mercy, because only by the mercy of the spiritual master, we can actually save Krishna and his devotees. You know, the other thing he said that doesn't matter where the mercy is coming from, whom it is coming from, it is the mercy of the spiritual master, because that is our connection to the parampara, that is our connection to Krishna. You know, so we are very fortunate that we have got someone like Srila Prabhupada, you know, whom we can actually follow. You know, Srila Prabhupada is not an ordinary person. I don't think there has been anyone as powerful as him before. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, you know, Panchatattvas, all those devotees, all they did was preached in India. And Prabhupada did the rest of the world. In India, people are cultured, they were following the Varanashram, they were already there. There was little bit to do. But what Prabhupada did, you know, these malicious, you know, sinful people, people who are even eating cows, you know, they're so sacred animals, you know. What did he do, you know? It was something on the Facebook, that article by Indudvina Maharaj. He was talking about one of these devotees, you know, and the troubling preacher. This guy actually, in the Machalet gift, this is early days, right? So he was there. One day, the first time he met Prabhupada was when Prabhupada was doing kirtan in the Thompson Park, right? And he was there, so Prabhupada called him and asked him to come sit next to him. Yes, almost next to him, right? Then he was doing kirtan, and he knew by the sound of kirtan, he said, the kirtan was so soft, but we could hear it so far away. And that attracted him. So he was sitting next to him, and Prabhupada was doing kirtan, and he knew, and he felt that he was not an ordinary person, you know. So after the kirtan, Prabhupada said, okay, come down wherever he was, you know, at the matchless gift shop, you know. So he finally found his way there, he would sit down there, and they used to take drugs and everything, you know. He said sometimes there were few people there, the whole place was full, and Prabhupada would do kirtan, speak for about 20 minutes, you know, do kirtan, and that was it. And one day he said, I was there, and there was another devotee there, nobody was there. So Prabhupada said, hey, there's a few drunkards outside, go and bring them, you know. And some of them came, leaned against the wall and they knocked off, right, because they were so drunk, you know. And Prabhupada, he said, even though I knew they were drunk, they were not paying any attention, but I knew they were blessed because of Prabhupada. So he kept coming, he took some prasad, Prabhupada used to cook prasadam, you know, and he used to take prasadam there. And he said, her mother was a typist, and she used to hide the sound of the typewriter, you know. But Prabhupada was typing. And he said, I used to sit under the room at the bottom there and listen to that. And the same typewriter, the sound of it was just like divine. He said, I had same sound at home with my mother when she was typing, whatever she was typing, right? It was affecting him so badly, but when Prabhupada was doing it, it was like a divine, you know. And then eventually they moved from the temple, they moved somewhere else, and he lost contact, you know, got married, whatever, you know. And then he was praying to Krishna, you know, this is way back, you know, Krishna, please save me. He said, I always remembered Prabhupada, and I always knew that he is the only one who can save me, you know. And one day he had everything is lost his wife, lost his house, everything was done, gone, you know. And he had 50 cents in his pocket. So he went to the shop and said, I got 50 cents, what can you give me, you know, give me some book to read, you know. And then he said, the guy pointed in that direction, on that shelf, take whatever you want, you know, one book, right? So he goes and he picks a book, and forgot the name of the book. So he picks the book and starts reading, and then he sees Prabhupada, you know. This picture, it was a book by Prabhupada, you know. I think the way to own the person to follow or something like that, you know. And then he sees the card inside, you know, which was the address of the temple. So he finally finds his way. It took him whole day to find the temple, you know. And he goes there, and this goes in front of Prabhupada, you know. And he starts talking to Prabhupada, you know. Thank you, Prabhupada, you know, I came to see you, you know. And then he was, and then he says, Prabhupada, do you remember me? I used to come, you know. Right? And then Prabhupada didn't reply, you know. Then he realized it was the deity form of Prabhupada, you know. And then he started crying, he said, and then he asked somebody, you know, where is Prabhupada? And he said, oh, Prabhupada has left, you know. And he became very emotional, he said, I know no one can save me, the only person can save me is Prabhupada, you know. You know, and he was, you know, very emotional, you know. And he said, he's gone now, what's going to happen, you know. And then somebody introduced him to Indradyumna Maharaj, you know. And Indradyumna Maharaj preached to him, and after a while he left, you know. But that's what, the thing is that couple of meetings with Prabhupada, in a pure devotee, you know, even though it doesn't matter whatever he was doing, just because he has faith in Prabhupada, that Prabhupada will save him, you know. Prabhupada will save him, you know. Just little one moment of association with a pure devotee changes the whole life, you know. So this is very important, chanting the holy name of the Lord, you know, living in the dham, you know. When you live in the dham, what is there? It's very important, you know, because why it is important? Because the devotees are there. Yeah. When you are in the dham, whether you do or not anything, even if you sleep, you know, just like if you go to Jagannath Puri, you are paying dandavats, you know. So this is how important it is, you know. When you actually hear pastimes in the dham, when you go to the dham, I was just listening to Prabhupada, he said, you should not just go to the dham and take bath in all the holy rivers and holy places, you know. He said, the reason for going to the dham is to meet the pure devotee and take instructions from him, you know. Because all these places where he just say Radha Kund, Sham Kund, they are all personalities, they are not just places, they are a person in there. So when you go to different places, you know, when you actually hear the pastimes there, you can pray to those personalities, that pastimes can actually enter your heart. So that wherever you are, you can actually meditate on those pastimes. Yeah. Good. So that's the other thing, living in the dham, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Bhagavatam, you know? In Russia in the beginning, where they were not allowed to have deities, they were worshipping Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam is no different from Krishna. Right? The amount of information we get from Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, is, if it wasn't for Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we wouldn't even know who Krishna is. So this is no different from it. And what happens when you go to the dham? That's what it is, or katha. Right? And the fourth one is Dityoshi. So when we go to the dham, there are about more than 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. Every house has a temple in there. You go and have a darshan of the deities. We have our own major deities, you know, the beautiful deities of Madan Mohan, right? Radha Govindaji, Radha Gopi, Gopinath, you know, Radha Damodar, you know. Radha Damodar is, they say it's the yoga pit of Vrindavan, right? This is where the gopis meet in the morning, right? Yeah, so it's, yoga pit is place, basically the place where the meeting place. So this is where they meet in the morning and they make all the plans and everything. And all the Goswamis used to meet there. They used to actually read Bhagavatam and everything. That's where they used to gather together and actually read, you know. We got Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. Right? We are called Rupanugas, you know. Prabhupada said we are Rupanugas, we are followers of Rupa Goswami. Who is Rupa Goswami? He is Rupa Manjari. Who is Rupa Manjari? The main Manjari or main bite seven of Radharani. Right? I don't know whatever people say. If Prabhupada says that we are Rupa Nugas, then he is also a follower of Manjari. So probably Prabhupada is also a Manjari. Because Bhakti Siddhanta is Naina Manjari. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Kamala Naina Manjari. And he has basically written all the books and everything. I don't know, one day hopefully somebody, Prabhupada will reveal his identity in the spiritual world to one of us so that we can know exactly who is. Other lineage in our parampara, they were kind enough to do it themselves or somebody did it, you know, but hopefully one day we can understand where Prabhupada is so that we can actually follow him. So, how do you... Prabhupada Prabhu is here, so I want to just mention a few things. I've been very fortunate to actually have a bit of his association in the last few days. This is a blessing in disguise. With less people, we have been more together. And I like his confidence when he says this. This is my last life here. Right? And it is. If you have faith in that, if you have faith in Prabhupada that he's going to take us back home, back to Godhead, if you have faith in your spiritual master that this is your last life, then it is your last life. If you think I'm not going to make it, you know, then if you don't have enough confidence in Krishna's ability, then how are you going to go? Right? So this is very important. It might not be, he's trying to do his best, you know, even though he doesn't have to cook, you know, he comes in the kitchen, he's cooking all the time. You know, he said, I can't sit down, this is my time. Whatever limited time I've got, I just want to do service and service and service. And you see his mode, you know. He doesn't have to be. He cooks 5 days. He can take 2 days off when I'm in the weekends, you know. But he's there, helping, you know, cooking, doing this, doing that, running, doing kirtan, you know. Trying to get all the boys fit by doing yoga and everything, you know. This is the mood we have to have. So when you have somebody like that, you know, somebody who had sincere faith in Prabhupada, you know, in his spiritual master, we should take the association and try to do what they are doing. Otherwise, what's the point, you know? So we should learn from the spiritual master, you know. If they come for Mangal Arati, we should come for Mangal Arati. If they sit and chant in the Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, I like to chant on my own. Because they are at that level where they can chant on their own. We may not be. Right? But even then, when they come, they sit down, you know, together and chant. Not now, before you go to Mayapur, Jayapataka Maharaj would sit and there's, oh, everybody sitting around him, you know. He can sit down on his own and do much more japa, you know, in a much peaceful way, focusing on whatever, you know, and Radha and Krishna or whatever, he, you know, on the name. But he's chanting together, you know. And this is what they're teaching by the examples, you know. So the authorities and, you know, the temple devotees, they should come and actually set examples. That's the point about it. And that's why, you know, what is the mood of service and everything. In all of those things, you know, the five things I had mentioned, the most important is Sadhu Sangha. Because when you have Sadhu Sangha, you will automatically chant. You know, you're going to listen to Katha. They're going to talk about different pastimes and about the Dham, or you are in the Dham. Right? And they're going to talk about the deities. Right? How beautiful the deities are, how they manifested themselves, you know. And then you can actually see the deities, or you can see it in your mind. So, Sadhu Sangha is most important, and we should actually find sadhus. When we have find sadhus, we actually take association of them and actually do as much as we can. Because this is our last life. If you want it to be. If you have complete faith in a spiritual master, if you have complete faith in Srila Prabhupada, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially Nityananda Prabhu, is so merciful. You know, he is so merciful. All you have to do is desire. You know, and then walk towards it. You know, walk. You know, start follow the four principles. You know, be strict. You know, and if somebody does make a mistake once in a while, you know, don't judge them and say he's useless. You know, we should get rid of him from the temple. No, we've been in this material life for millions of lifetimes. It's hard to get rid of that, you know. If Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, in Arjun says, you know, what if somebody does this thing, you know, we should let him go, you know. Krishna says, no, you know. What about he does this more, you know, no, Krishna is still. And then he says, what about this? Krishna said, leave them alone, you know. He's my devotee. Once he becomes a devotee, he's alright. I'll take care of them. Whatever he lacks, I'll fix it. Whatever his shortcoming is just for the short walk. So this movement is very powerful. It's more powerful than anything that has happened in the whole day of Brahma. Whole day of Brahma. You know, that's 1,000 times 4 yugas. Because in this Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. Nityananda has appeared. You know, Krishna, the Swayam Krishna has appeared. You know, so this is very, we should take advantage of it, otherwise, you know, you, I don't know what's going to happen. Thik? Any comments? Any questions?
Yeah.
Hello.
The devotee's qualification is actually what the Rupa Goswami said, that one's enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So if we, you know, spiritual masters here, we aspire to serve him and get his inspiration, but actually spiritual masters are always here.
Yeah.
So if it's in our attitude. If we didn't see him, he's here, we serve him enthusiastically, and then when he goes, we don't see him. But he's actually here as an instruction. This is not just a saying. You know, Prabhupada just said, our temple is not a free hotel. We come and go whenever we like. It's a temple where this kind of temple, Prabhupada mentioned time and time, and important, Prabhupada, this kind is like, it's a place where we can, it's like a hospital. You could get cleansed. So we're so lucky, whether our Prabhupada disciple or not, we're all connected. We're lucky because we can get that mercy flowing to us, but we have to stay in the line to be able to get that mercy coming to us, the drop of mercy coming to us. But we don't take it for granted. We take it for granted. We don't take it seriously. Yeah, so I have that's my attitude, is that I'm so lucky. You know, so many of my friends have left, but I'm thinking, yeah, it wasn't for Baba. Where would we be?
Yeah.
You know, it's because of Prabhupada. Every time we are enjoying or doing something, we have to reflect, this is because of Prabhupada, we have this facility today. Mm. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be around. Yeah. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. So,
let me listen about
No, Vidura was in past life was Manasa. There was Yamaraj in his past life.
Yeah.
So that means there was a change of Yamaraj position.
Yes, some people take it just like we got the Prime Minister, you know, and there's a Deputy Prime Minister, his assistant. So when the Prime Minister goes overseas, then somebody takes that position for a short time, you know. So if you look at in the time, in the concept of time of the demigods, you know, it's much, much longer, right? But human life, 100 life or whatever, 100 years is very little time. It's just like a moment, you know. A moment of Brahma was 1 year here. When he stole the cows, 1 moment later he came back and 1 year had already passed here. So if you really look at it, the time is insignificant, you know, in that context as far as the spiritual. So somebody takes that position for that temporary time, you know. Now if you have read Sanatana Goswami's book, what is it called? Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you know, and he, have you read that? In, what's his name? Gopakumar. So when Gopakumar goes, he goes from one place to another, he becomes Indra for a little while because Indra had gone somewhere like that, you know. Even he takes position of Brahma for a while because Brahma had gone somewhere. So those are positions. You know, just like Prime Minister doesn't mean that it's a particular person. A person takes that position for a particular time. You know? So there's always Brahma there. But which individual is Brahma at that time is a, you know. So yeah, same thing, you know, Yamaraj is a position, a title on which different living entities occupy for a period of time. Make sense?
Yes, Kunti invoked Yamaraj to get to Yudhishthira as her son.
Yeah, yeah.
Therefore, in one sense, maybe Vidura was possibly father also to
Yamaraj. Yeah. So, yeah, just like Pandavas were born from, all five were born, all six of them, if you look at it, you know, Karan also, you know, Karan was from Suryodhana, you know. So, Kunti had four sons and Madhuri had two, you know. So there were all six of them, but they appeared from different demigods, you know, because Pandu was not in a position to actually do that, you know. And it's all Leela, you know, why, you know. So who is, you know, Arjun is somebody special, you know, who is his parents, you know. He's the same Nara and Narayana, you know. So he's the Nar and Krishna is the Narayana, you know. So they're identity together, you know. So that position is always, you know. So in Chaitanya Lila, I forgot his name, father's name. You know, there were five sons and Ramananda Rai, you know. And he said, you are the father and these are, in the previous life you were Pandu and these were the five Pandavas, you know. And then we also understand that Ramananda Rai is Vishakadevi. Makes sense? So what does it mean is that every time Krishna performs his pastime, his devotees come and they take different forms, you know, just like Radharani appears at Gadadhara Pandit, you know. So it doesn't have to be that Radharani is a feminine and female and then every, you know, they take whatever form. Body is not the important thing, you know. The important thing is how to serve Krishna. Whatever way they can serve Krishna, you know, that's the form they take to actually, you know. Devotees don't mind becoming even dust or a flower or a tree, you know. Vishakha Devi is, one of her forms is Kalindi. Understand? Kalindi in one of the queens at Dwarka. But she's also Yamuna, the water. You know, so she takes many forms, you know, just like, so these are the devotees, and then who is Vishakha, you know, she's an expansion of Radharani. So if you really look at it, these are all expansion of Radharani, you know. Who is Rupa Goswami, she's expansion of Radharani, you know. So ultimately, if you really look at it, devotional service, devotion means Radharani, bhakti means Radharani. She is the personification of bhakti, you know. And if you can see that, In that way, then we can serve, we can see Krishna and Radha everywhere. Our spiritual masters are either extension of Radharani, either in that line, or mercy of Nityananda. So those are the two ways, you know. And that's the way to see them, you know. That's the way to worship them, and the mercy basically flows through them that way, you know. Thank you. Mataji, any comment, questions?
I was thinking, sorry, that while you were during the class, trying to make reflecting upon the remembering the mercy of the Guru, and everything that we do is actually the mercy of Guru, the ability of service, and whatever we can do. And at the same time, reflecting on following the footsteps of the Guru, obeying, honoring the instructions, and how we all try to follow Srila Prabhupada, serving Prabhupada, two main instructions that Srila Prabhupada emphasized, chanting the holy name and reading his books. So, and automatically then we will be able to engage in different variety of services, because the importance of understanding the spiritual principles and how can we apply in our daily life activities. So important to have very deep understanding of Prabhupada's books. So just again reflecting based on what you were saying, and the ability of doing service, performing any kind of service, is just the mercy of Krishna, Guru. And how can then be connected and be reflected on our understanding of the Prabhupada's books and the instructions? Yeah, that's my personal reflection, and trying now to connect. Because I would like to have the proper understanding.
See, the books are through which we can understand Krishna. We can understand the mercy of Krishna, we can understand the Dham, because that's what Bhagavatam tells about, you know. How merciful are the devotees, how merciful is the name, right? So we need all this knowledge in the beginning. But once we have the knowledge, right, and then we have this love, because you cannot love somebody unless you know that person. Does that make sense? If you don't know someone, but the more you know, the more you become glorious, you see their glories, the more you become attached to them. It's like anybody, you know. Somebody comes, you listen to their classes, you see how well they do the kirtan, you see the way they live their life, and then you start having respect for them. And eventually that respect turns into love. So by reading all these scriptures and everything, you know, you come to a point where you have a good knowledge of that particular person. And then it becomes love, and then you want to serve it. So once you have devotional service, once you start actually serving somebody with love and devotion, right, then all this knowledge and renunciation to the material world, that automatically comes. You don't have to do it separately, right? And the reason it's all coming from the spiritual master, because he's the one who is connecting you. Right. For example, we look at that bulb, you know, if it is not connected to the power source, you know, that light, if it is not connected, there won't be any light. Right. So the spiritual master is the one that connects you to that. And whatever mercy that comes from the whole parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, the six Goswamis, you know, Haridas Thakur, you know, and then Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all those, and even Prabhupada, which we are not directly connected to, you know, is coming through the spiritual master. This is why, my personal experience, you know, you have faith in spiritual master, they organize everything. And if you really start looking at it, then you see everything, everywhere, the hand of your spiritual master. Whatever little service you do, you get to go and dress the deities everywhere, every day. What are our qualifications? You know, if we look at our life before we join Krishna consciousness, you know, there's no way we should be there. But because of the mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of the whole parampara comes through, and through that we are able to do whatever little we are able to do. Otherwise, we are 1/10,000 the size of the tip of the ear. It's insignificant, you know. But because we are part of the big thing, you know, then we are able to actually do service, you know.
I was also trying to the connection base in the practical application of the instructions based on the understanding of the instruction. In my personal experience, little realization is that because the assistance of knowledge in the service itself, it's quite important in the sense that creates the proper mood and attitude in the service and consciousness, because I can be doing many service but mechanically. But because the knowledge that is revealed through the Prabhupada's books, guru, things like that, but it's defining my consciousness. And so the quality of service, the practical service, is better. Because the knowledge is that it's more conscious.
See?
It's based on knowledge.
In the beginning, you need the knowledge.
I thought all the time, because the knowledge that is revealed constantly, it's not like that.
In the beginning, you need the knowledge because we need to actually the sadhana, you know, the bhaini bhakti, you know. So once we do this, we have to follow instruction, get up in the morning, have a shower, whatever, you know, to chant your 16 rounds and everything, right? There is a process there. We need to knowledge, you know, have the knowledge of how to do that, right? But once that, once you have love, then it overrides the knowledge. Because love means just to please. So if you look at the gopis, you know, they're not big jnanis and everything. But their love for Krishna is different now. So if you look at the gopas, you know, they were eating laddus and they were feeding it to Krishna. Now if you follow the scriptures, that's not a lot, right? So I'll give you an example. Once Sanatana Goswami was had gone to one of the devotees' place, right? So he was there and he saw, he could see that Madan Mohan, right, the deity Krishna was there and the family's son were there. They were playing together, right? And his wife was cooking khichdi for them and she was brushing at the same time. So she had a brush, you know, in India they use those stick, right? So she was using one side to brush and the other end of it she was tearing the khichdi. Same brush, in the same stick, one side she's brushing and the other side she's tearing. Right? So basically this, when she tended the saliva of her, whatever was going into the khichdi, you know. And Sanatana Goswami said, this is not the way to do it, you know. If Krishna is there personally eating your place, you should get up in the morning, have your shower, you know, clean, wash the pots, you know, brush and everything, then come and cook, you know. So next day he sees that those two boys are crying, right? The mother is gone, taking a bath, everything is late, the dinner, breakfast is delayed, she's taking much, much longer doing that, she's trying to do everything properly, and she says, Krishna and the boy are crying, you know. And then Sanatana Goswami went and told us, don't worry about all the rules and regulations I have told you. You just continue to do what you are doing, you know. Right? Krishna wants your love, but we are not there yet. So we need the knowledge to get to that level. Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, in the beginning, you have to learn everything. And when you go to Golok Vrindavan, then you have to forget everything. Because when you have knowledge, then you have reverence. So if you go to Vaikuntha, you don't need to forget. Because Vaikuntha Dham, everybody knows Vishnu Narayan is God. But if you go to Goloka Vrindavan, then you have to forget Krishna is God. And then you have to save Him with love and devotion. And that love is just to please Him. Whatever Krishna wants, that's what to please Him. Otherwise, you look at, you know the story about Sabri and Ram? You know that story where she used to eat those berries, you know those, what's the English? Huh?
The berries.
Yeah, the berries, you know, from the forest, she'll eat it and say, oh, this one is no good, throw it. And she'll just keep the sweet ones for Ram. And she used to do every day. And then when Ram came and he offered the ones, he said, oh, let me taste it first, you know. So, if you look at that through knowledge, it's not right, am I right? But she was doing it out of love. You know? So, at one point, if you want Braj Bhakti, then love overrides knowledge and Aishwarya Bhava, you know, the devotion takes over that. But at the moment, yes, we need to understand who Krishna is, how to save Him, how to follow Vaidhi Bhakti, you know. And the six Goswamis were even following that. They didn't need to, because they were up, at that level, they were above that, you know. But they were following that so that we can follow that, you know. Yeah.
Maybe also we got to understand the type of knowledge that we need to cultivate in different stage. In the beginning, perhaps it's more sambandha.
Yeah.
Then after, we need other type of knowledge practical for the Amitya process. Mm-hmm. And then even for Prajoya stage, we need knowledge as well.
Yeah.
Different type of knowledge we need, yeah, for different stage.
Yeah. It is actually, you know, that's why we have got different stages, you know. When you go to the bhava level, you know, just before prem, well, we can stay in this body up to the level of bhava. Once we get prem, we can't stay in this body. Do you understand that? Because bhava means we have got five senses, right? So one of our senses can do one thing at a time, right? The eyes can only see, right? But when you come to the prem level, then all these senses, they start doing things differently. You know, they can do the senses, things of different senses at the same time. And this body can't actually cope up. So there are different levels and we need different knowledge. You know, once you go to prem level, then you are already there. You know, Krishna is everything. You know, you don't need any other attachment. You know.
Knowledge, what is Krishna? What He likes?
Yeah.
Oh, He's there, and the message of the
going to
the knowledge of that type of,
yeah,
knowledge of that
anymore. Yeah. And they do anything, they don't care. Devotees leave, you know, as Prabhupada said, he didn't want to come to this material, but Krishna said, go, you know. So what does that mean? He was there, and Krishna sent him. Even though he didn't want to come, he came here. Because pleasing Krishna was more important than what he wanted. And that's the actual power, you know. When we go and cook, we do whatever service, you know, we see what will please Krishna, you know. You know, that's the way, you know. Gopis dress, take bath, they take shower, whatever they do, they have only one goal. I'll do this because it pleases Krishna. And we should do the same thing. You know, we should come here and listen because it pleases our spiritual master, it pleases Prabhupada, you know. We should read his book. Why? Because it pleases Prabhupada. So at the end of the day, you know, you please Prabhupada, you please the spiritual master, Krishna automatically gets pleased, you know. Thik?
Yeah, it is also the two things that are very important in our progress, the sincere endeavor and the mercy of Guru Krishna, two important pillars in our process.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we should be prepared to do what Krishna has asked to do, but more important is the mercy of Krishna, which comes in two ways. One, internally through the Paramatma, and externally through the spiritual master. Thik? Okay, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaunitai ki, Radha Vallabha ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki, Panchakalpataru Vrishakripa Siddhe Vichar Pititanam Bhavni Kirupa.